Don't tell him I called you, okay? Please.
Okay.
Just say he came over to see me and well, I guess I'm not here and stuff.
Front door? Back door?
Back door. Do you see him?
No one here.
Oh, I don't feel comfortable with that. You didn't see anyone at all? What?
Get out of here! What are you doing? I'm calling 911 right now.
Me like shit and I don't fucking dig it anymore. You know what? Bring your fucking hole. I'll bring whoever. I don't give a fuck. You ain't getting my bike. You hear me?
It's not me.
You hear me?
I shouldn't have bet you off.
I don't give a fuck, motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
I don't really care what you wish, okay? All right? And you know, your lying is getting to be a little too much for me. Okay?
Is that it?
Yeah, what's it?
Is that all you have to say?
I'm tired of you, darling.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to play, you know what? We had a fucking agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you're not going to play by the agreement, then you're ass out, okay?
All right. Is that it?
No, it's not. I want to know who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm the nobody.
What? Besides that?
So
I think you're somebody. I want to know who you think you really are.
I really have to hang up the phone now.
You ain't got to hang up. You ain't got nowhere to go. Okay? I want to know who you think you are.
I'm a nobody, Ray.
Donna, I'm not playing with you. I want to know.
I'm a nobody.
Well, that's besides the point.
Okay.
You get that?
So, what's the big deal? Now what?
Okay, you're like a, you know, you're like a worthless lion bitch.
So why do you call?
Because you are happen to be the mother of my daughter, which
no,
you are
not really.
Very lucky.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
Yeah, that's about all you are.
Okay.
Okay.
So what, now what?
Now what?
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 You've said what you've had to say, now
what? You know, Donna, check it out. Do you really fucking want to really make me fucking crazy?
No, I really
because
want to make you,
tell you what,
stop calling me.
What?
I really want to make you stop calling me.
Oh, yeah?
And
that's
basically
easy,
stay out of my life.
I ain't in your life.
Okay,
hey,
stay away
bitch.
From me.
Hey, bitch. Listen,
stop calling.
I ain't in your fucking life.
Then don't call me.
Okay, and I'll tell you what. Are you going to tell me that, you know what, Donna? I won't call you. Okay,
no.
Bitch? Like,
thank
you.
You
know what? Check it out. The only reason I call you anyway, okay, and this is the serious side, the only reason I call you is to get a hold of Trina.
Okay, well,
okay,
then there's...
like, you're nothing to me.
Right, well, Trina's not going to be on my pager.
How else can I get a hold of my daughter, you fucking cunt?
It's a simple thing. You call Gilbert's phone.
I've been calling there. I've been using that phone number, both of them, as a matter of fact, and nobody's answered them. Do I got to break your fucking neck to get you to understand something?
Well, obviously we're not home, so...
Well, obviously you're not home because...
That obviously is the reason why we're not picking
hey,
up the
fucking
phone.
Hey, you fucking whore, listen.
Okay.
Okay? And like, when my daughter is spending the night at someone else's house, I'd like to know where she's at.
Why?
Because if something happens to you, you fucking cunt.
I wouldn't call you.
What?
I wouldn't call you.
Hey, you know what? Check it out.
You're the last person I'd call.
You're a lying whore, okay?
You're the last person I'd call if something happened to me.
Let me tell you something, all right? Keep talking shit, and the next time I see you, you're going to be
Raymond.
Hey, fuck off, you fucking slut, okay?
All right.
All right?
Is that it?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want my daughter at Bambi's house, okay? So you better find a new fucking babysitter.
Really?
Yeah. I'm dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go get her right now? I will.
Oh, wow. You're proving a lot.
Yeah, I'm proving that you're nothing but a lousy fucking mother.
Is that what you're proving?
Yeah, okay. And like, you never have fucking Prina anymore.
Really?
Yeah, what do you want? Thorazine again?
What are you on?
I'm not on nothing. See, that's
yeah,
the,
right.
You know what? You're so fucking retarded, bitch.
Okay, well, look it. I really have to go now. I don't have time to talk to you, all right? Don't call me.
Fuck off, Donna.
Don't talk to me.
Hey, Donna. Did you hear what I just said?
Just basically...
Hey, bitch, did you hear what
I
just said?
Just pretend like I'm dead or something.
You are dead.
Okay, well then, obviously, dead people don't carry pagers.
Hey,
so
you
don't
fucking
call
whore!
Me.
Okay, quit talking because Judy's sitting there listening to you.
Not
and you're
really.
Not making an impression.
Nobody's
okay?
sitting here.
Yeah, I know because there's nobody around you, okay? Don't
exactly.
you understand that? Okay?
Right.
Quit talking shit, okay?
There's
because
no,
they can
I don't
stick
need.
Your mouth,
I need one person
world.
Around me and that's all I need,
sure.
all right? That's none of your business.
Hey, bitch, who is it?
It's none of your business.
Who's the one person?
It ain't you, so what are you worried
well,
about?
Well, if you only need one person, who is it?
Not your business.
Hey, you fucking whore, who is it?
I really gotta go now.
Hey, you know what? Okay, then I'll tell you what. Tell
it's
Judy
been
I'm
a really
over. Hey, check
nice
it out. Tell
conversation.
Judy I'm coming over, you fucking whore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, well, look, I really have
who's
to hang up
person?
Now. Okay?
Hey, fucker.
I really gotta go.
Hey, bitch. Who's the one person? Who is it?
Trina.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Took you that long to fucking answer that question, you
well,
dumbass
really,
fucking
it's
cunt?
It's really none of your business.
It is.
All right.
Don't you get it, Donna? You know what, bitch? Check this out. Okay, I'm sick and tired of you telling me it's not my business, okay? Because you are my business. Okay, I'm going to tell you that one more time and that's it, okay? Like, you are my business. You'll always be my business, you fucking moron. You're so fucking retarded. You make me sick.
Then don't call me.
I don't really... Donna, don't you understand? I don't call you to see you. Okay, don't you understand that?
Don't page me.
Hey, Donna, listen. I would have, like I told you before, if you were all that you think you are, do you think I'd have left you for less?
Don't page me anymore, okay?
You fucking lousy cunt, okay?
All right, please don't page me anymore.
I'll page you if I feel like it, all right?
Okay.
Okay,
you're paging
what's that
a
mean?
Dead pager.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Change your pager number, and then that means that I gotta go to your house to get your fucking number. I will, okay? You don't understand something, bitch, all right? You have my daughter. Don't play fucking games with me, okay? You're doing everything you said you weren't going to do.
You could give two shits about her.
Hey, you know what, Donna?
All right.
If you ever say... You know what?
You
better not
could
ever
give
say that.
Two shits about her.
Okay, you know what, bitch? Check it out. As of tomorrow...
Oh, wait, excuse me. You're clean today, so now you care.
Hey, Donna, I've been calling your fucking house all week.
Yeah, well, evidently dialing Rodeo.
What?
Evidently dialing
hey,
Rodale.
You know what?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were probably there. That's right. When you don't page back, that means you're usually there for 3 to 4 days. Okay, so evidently,
hey,
everybody knows your motto now.
Okay, you
when
know
you
what?
Don't page back and
hey,
you're missing for 4 days,
hey,
that's where you're at.
Hey, you
you're
what?
There
I'm
sleeping or
life.
Recuperating. Nobody tells you, that's all.
Hey, you know
everybody
what?
Knows where you're at when you don't
who
page back.
Who
okay.
haven't I called back?
Okay, you don't page
hey,
pages
you
back.
Fucking whore, listen.
Which obviously means you're sleeping at Marty Ho's house. Everybody knows
hey,
you're gone for
no,
3 to 4 days.
You
okay,
ain't no better.
So
hey, you know what, bitch?
That's the way it is.
Hey,
so,
Donna, you know
there
what?
You
hey,
have
you
it.
Fucking whore, shut up.
Anyway,
okay.
Have
I'm
a nice night.
Hey, you know what?
And
check it out, bitch.
I hope you die.
Hey,
so
you know what?
Goodbye.
Check it out. Hang up on me. Go ahead, you fucking cunt.
Fucking cunt.
Yeah, you fucking lousy fucking whore. Talking shit out of your fucking little book, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna tell you something, motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
Yeah, motherfucker. Okay?
What happened to
I'm
your hick
you
accent?
Right
oh, I'm sorry, that's Marty with the hick accent. You haven't gotten it yet.
Get off Marty's back, bitch.
Okay. Hey, go get on her back for all I care.
I do whatever I want.
Go right ahead.
Okay, and I'm gonna tell you this too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You little fucking whore.
Little fucking whore.
Yeah, little fucking whore, okay?
Okay.
I'm just curious.
And I love being a little fucking whore, too.
Wait, so
I
what?
Love it.
Don't you understand? So what? Okay? You get used more than fucking any bitch I've ever met.
Yeah, well.
Okay, you're no good.
You would
nothing.
Know.
Check it out, and this is another thing, okay? Like, if you don't own the white blazer,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm calling JR and asking him.
Go ahead.
And if you don't own it, okay, you better give it back because if you do own
call
it,
him.
I'm taking it.
Call him back.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Sure you are. Taking it. I'll call the cops. Say you stole
you'll do
it.
What? You'll do what?
Call the cops.
You'll call the cops on me?
Got it on tape, Marty Ho.
You're gonna do what?
Call the cops on you.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Okay, you know what?
As of today, you're thrown out of the county.
Shut the
as of today, you are no longer to be around.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't
wait,
know where you
as of
this.
Today,
up,
don't let me see your face.
Hey, Donna.
As of today, don't cross the street.
Oh, yeah? Hey, check it out. Okay? Here it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Me and you are going to have it out, all right?
I hope you die.
How you hope I die? If I die, bitch, you'd fucking be missed by everything, okay?
I don't think so.
I do.
I'd throw a party.
Yeah?
Yep.
Here, you know what? You fucking whore, okay? You lie so much, you're not even good at it.
Well, why don't you try it and
you know
see how bad I'll feel?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I go to jail one more time because of
you. Oh, God, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah? Okay, here it is.
I hope they keep you.
I'm at your house right now.
I don't really care.
You know that?
Ransack my fucking house.
Ransack your fucking house. You don't own nothing.
Okay, well, since you're at my house, I'm going to call the cops, so
go
goodbye.
Ahead. Go ahead.
E-N-C-H-Y, and it comes in a red box. Dream? I've never heard of it before until recently. And then Jim gave me my new shoes today for free. Jim, Tammy's fiance, Chad's ex-roommate. I'm going to go on a date this weekend. We're all going to go on with a tennis pro. On Saturday, he drives a BMW. I don't know. We're just me, Tammy, Jim, and John are all going to go out, but he's a tennis pro. He drives a brand new green BMW. Rich parents from Sedona. I do. And, what else? He makes, like, $30,000 a year. John Graham. Mm-hmm. He's in business. He's graduating in business right now. What do you mean? He's in business. He's graduating in business. Yeah. But nice, brand new green BMW. Oh, God. 23, 22. Yeah, maybe 23. I think he's 23. But I've been going to Jim and Chad's all the time, and I just blow Chad off. Yeah, I go over there every day. Yeah. Because Tammy and Jim are engaged, and they just moved over. Jim and Chad just moved over next to Tammy's house. So we always go over there and watch movies and stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, he probably hates it. Oh, well, I don't care. It's his fault. I'm not gonna hide John from Chad. If he can't handle it, it's his fault. He chose the bed he's gonna lay in. I'm sick of him. I am so sick of him. Yeah, I'm just walking around doing stuff. But I said I'm just walking around doing stuff. But anyways, so have you seen any more Dooney purses around? Oh, really? Cool. Damn. We may need money instead of that. My insurance is $473. On my car now. I'm getting a sports car. It's $473. No, this is on my insurance. For my car. Insurance. Every 6 months, and it's due. $473, it'll probably go up to it'll probably be $800. Hell yeah. Raise my insurance on my car, $1,000 a year. And I have that sports car, it's going to go up even more. So my insurance, I probably have to come up with $800 right now. So, maybe I need money instead of stuff. Well, that sounds good, too. I want that perfume, but I need money, too. I don't know. But now I'm really hurting. I'm going to try to get Dad to make me quit making me pay utilities here. Yeah, that and half the phone bill. Yeah. Well, of course. I know, and it pisses me off because I could move to Jerry's house right now, and she has 5 kids, Tammy's mom, and she wouldn't charge me a cent to live there. And I wouldn't ever do it because problems always arise and stuff like that, but it just pisses me off that Dad, you know, makes me pay money to live here when he's my father, and he should be trying to help me out, you know. And most parents, at least let them live home for free and feed them. I don't even get fed. I mean, I'm paying just as much as I paid when I lived on my own. What?
I sure sure do miss you, Funkin.
Oh, baby, I miss you too.
I'm bringing home my droopy roses.
You gonna bring them home when they're all dead now?
Yeah, they're all dead now. Because when I got there the other day, there was no water in the pot.
Oh, that's real nice of the girls.
Nope, yeah. Nobody watered my roses, so they got all droopy. They didn't even open up.
Bad girls, they didn't?
No.
Because they just had no water?
Probably.
Oh, honey.
I know.
Baby love, what's that about?
It's about jealous girls.
That's what I think it's about. I think we ought to just kick their asses.
I think we should fire them all.
Yeah. Just me and you.
Yeah, running it, huh?
Yeah. We just go do it in the back, though.
Yeah, we just say, okay, we're taking this day off and we're closing the shop.
Yeah, and it's like, help yourself.
Yeah, you want to buy that? You learn to ring it up. Oh, shit.
What happened?
The freeways are all backed up.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Are they working on it again?
Yeah. Fuck. Honey.
No way.
Way.
Fuck. Is it stopped, honey?
Huh?
Is it stopped?
Totally.
Shit.
God damn it. Fuck, I hate that.
God dang it, honey.
Sucks.
God damn it.
Stop yelling.
I'm sorry.
My ear.
Is it mama?
Hey!
Yeah?
Honey?
Yeah?
Thanks for moving my car.
Did you like it?
No.
Why not?
Because there was no note.
Oh.
There was nothing. It was just a moved car, which is very thoughtful, but no note?
Well, you got something else coming.
Why?
You guys surprised a note somewhere else. But you gotta find it.
I gotta find it?
It's not in your car, though.
It's not? Is it on my car?
No, but it's gonna be near your car soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, honey.
So you stop yelling.
You yelling at me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Are you gonna model for me?
Did you look at my clothes?
Your toes?
Clothes.
I want to look at your toes. I want to lick the fuck your toes while I'm at it.
Honey.
No, I haven't, Mama.
Well, look at them.
I want you to surprise model me.
Surprise model you?
Yeah.
You know that always gets me so horny.
Yeah.
You're naughty. You like it when I buy clothes because I get so horny.
You get, so horny.
Me so horny.
Honey? So horny.
You so horny.
Honey? Oh, honey. Can I help it? Really, if you stop and look at you, you can't blame me.
Really?
Really.
Promise?
Oh, I promise. I mean, it's like, sorry, Your Honor, I'm guilty. Just look at her. She's fucking babalicious.
Babalicious?
Babalicious.
I like that talk you do.
Yeah.
It makes me feel sexy.
Oh, you are, Mama.
You're so good to me.
Yeah, you're looking good when you're running back to get the hangers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was thinking the nasty thoughts.
Do my legs look all jiggly?
No, they don't, honey. They look far from jiggly.
You promise?
I promise. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Daddy was thinking about tackling you and ripping your fucking shorts off you.
Well, honey, then everybody'd want to buy them.
Yeah, I know.
What'd your mommy say about the socks?
She didn't say nothing about the socks.
Huh.
Mama just don't forget, I guess.
Didn't think they were that important.
I guess not. She raved about her sweatshirt, though.
Fucking cunt.
Honey?
Fucking cunt.
What happened?
Just, you know how fucking people scoot in the last second.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, there's the baddest, ugly little fucking fart-faced dog in there. The little chihuahua.
This chick?
Yes. No, I'm serious. She seriously has a chihuahua in here.
Oh, God.
And everybody and their mother has scooted in because I wasn't fucking bold enough to get in the right-hand line and go all the way up.
And so now everybody just did it, snaked you.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. I would say about 20 cars have snaked me. And that's what happens, honey. I hate to say, sound negative, but that's what happens when I'm on the car phone. It's
I know.
I just kind of roll with it. You know?
You lose your aggressiveness, I know. You know, sometimes the car phone has helped me so much.
I know that it's not going to be a comfortable evening, and I don't like it.
Why would you ask me? Why would you get mad at me for asking a question?
I didn't get mad at you, Janie. It's just the way you do things. You're always trying to surprise me when I'm trying to go to sleep with all kinds of new shit that you make up in your mind. Now, I'm not going to deal with it, Janie. I'm not a happy man. I'm not comfortable with you. I feel very, very much in danger. And it's not a happy thing to come home to. Okay, so I don't have a home anymore.
Yes, you have a home. And
well,
I miss
yeah,
you.
I have my home, Janie.
I miss
you. I don't
you
have a life. Okay?
Michael, I miss you terribly.
Well, I miss you too, Janie. I love you dearly, but I can't put myself in danger around you. Never done drugs. And you know it. And you know it.
It just scares
with me. Well, Janie, go scare somebody else, but you leave me alone from now on, okay? I can't do this anymore. I love you dearly, but I'm not going to put my life in death jeopardy anymore. I can't. I have to protect my life, Janie. You've taken enough away now.
It scares me that...
Well, I don't want to hear it. Goodbye.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you going to head up there now?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't compromise your reputation too much.
Bet you do.
Yeah, I bet you. I bet you those who it affects don't matter, and those who don't already who it doesn't affect already know.
This is probably true, and I really don't care an awful lot.
Good.
Okay.
So, meet you there in about what?
Well, I'm on my way home right now.
I'm pulling my toothbrush out of its holder.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And she called the cops. She didn't know what to do. And now she's just afraid to death. She thinks that he's the one that put the picture in her car.
This is that Lonnie guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And she's afraid he's got keys to her car and the house and everything. So she's not going back to the house. She's definitely afraid. She's staying in a motel somewhere. She's called the cops. They can't talk to her till tomorrow. She has to speak to some special investigator, and so she's really afraid that he knows she saw the videotape.
Yeah.
And she's just even concerned for you at your house.
Well, if he comes around my house, he'll be a dead Lonnie.
Well,
'cause I'm shooting.
I know, but if he comes in while you're asleep, you know, he's drugging people with ether. So... He's sick. He's a wacko. He's a total wacko. So she thinks he must have just taken her key ring and gone down and copied all the keys.
Well, he can't get in through the deadbolt.
Well, isn't there a key to the deadbolt on her ring?
No.
She doesn't have a key to the deadbolt?
She doesn't have a key to the deadbolt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. You got that.
Okay.
And that wimp knew was not going to come around me. He knows better now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a skinny twerp.
Well, he's sick. He's a real whacked out freak.
Yeah.
I never even met the guy.
Well, she can sure pick him.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? You listen. Let me tell you something. She'll continue talking to him, and she'll probably, by next week, will be going out with him again.
The cops talked.
Hey, you know, I did well. I got $190 coming back from that.
Really?
So I doubled my money last night. Yeah, I felt real good about that.
That's good.
I hit an exacted five times for 115, then I hit another one for 68 or something.
Gee.
I felt really good. Yeah, it was
that's
cool.
Good. Well, maybe it's better you're not there. Just place your bets and leave.
Oh, that's always best guess.
Anyway, so
well,
I'm gonna.
He was guarded.
So then, well, because I was kind of quiet, you know, I was kind of, well, yeah.
You're trying to feel him out.
Yeah, and so, and plus he's at work, you know, and I didn't want to.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody's there. Well, they would
just.
Be
they're just setting up. They're just mainly. They're usually just setting up. Maybe there's one person or something, but it's usually a good time. 10:30, maybe.
You see, well, it gets busier like if it was.
Oh, there's a game or a couple games.
If it was next month.
Oh yeah, with football.
Oh, he's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
And that's not his fault. I mean, it's just a poor house. But see, he makes $300.
Yeah.
No matter what he says, he makes $300 in tips on a good football day.
That's what he told me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not in tips altogether.
Bullshit. He makes it in.
Oh.
He guards his tips. He has, oh. I mean, none of those guys ever. I'm not saying.
Uh-huh.
They all do. They all lie about what they make.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll fuck you making $300 on my tip for you.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so the other thing is, I'm going to go to his house, because I go, well, are you working tomorrow? And he said, yeah. So I'll just come there. But I'm not going to bring in my overnight bag or any of that stuff. I'm just going to...
You're going to bring it, but leave it in the car?
Yeah.
That's presumptuous, yeah. That's a good idea. You're doing the right thing.
Because I said we need to talk. But it's true.
Write
you
know, an outline on the items you want to cover on there.
See, and I got mad at myself when I hung up, because I thought, damn, I wasn't strong enough. I was kind of like, well, you know, I've been better. I should have said I was fine. I said, did you get your tape? And he goes, yeah. I said, oh, good. Did you talk to him? And my mind blanked out.
Are they all one letter or one word responses to your questions? Like, yeah, yeah?
Kind of, yeah.
He did, in other words, he didn't open up?
No. No, it wasn't like the old Peter, you know.
I'm glad that I'm out of this in terms of I haven't seen him. I've only been to O'Shea's once in 2 weeks now. Because I've been now, it was Thursday night.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have been there, so.
No, so I haven't seen him or talked to him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even mention the fact you and I and Aaron went to the ferry yesterday.
I almost would, just so he knows I'm not sitting at home next to the phone.
No, I wouldn't mention it. I wouldn't mention it.
What if he says, what have you been doing, or something like that?
Well, that's fine. Just say, I went to the fair. I listened to the blues. You know, don't mention who you went with. I wouldn't mention me.
Mm-hmm.
He may tell me something.
Oh.
Because he does say things occasionally. He may tell me, but he certainly wouldn't if he knew that I was hanging out with
him. Mm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. I mean, it's up to you. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That might not even come up. But he got his tape, and then they said, did you see that, what's his name, goes, Greg Brown? I said, yeah. Agent goes, yeah. But see, he's holding. It's almost like now he's got, okay, now that he's in, he got a good job, you know, or he's not a good job. What am I trying to say? He has a way out of just being a bartender, and he's getting a little snobby or something. I don't know. So I go, well, I got the contract for the parks. He goes, oh.
I'll get ready to run over.
I just felt awkward, so I just said, well, okay, I'll see you. What time do you get home? And he goes, about 7:30, I should be home. I went, okay. See, I have the keys. I could get there at 5, make dinner. I could do all this stuff.
No, I think that's very presumptuous. I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you wouldn't be comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't. You know why? Because then just, like, pretend like it never happened, and you can't
do
that.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the long-term detriment and the short-term benefit.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't do that.
And also, I figure if I go to his house, I can always leave.
Just don't get drunk.
No. No.
You may want to pick up a bottle of wine, a nice bottle of wine, and bring it that way. He'll have a couple of drinks after work.
Uh-huh.
And you can get a couple more drinks in him, maybe as...
Don't want him to get too many. That's what happened.
You don't want to have too many, but you want him so he's loose, so to talk where he'll communicate freely with
you. Yeah, because he has trouble communicating.
You guys will make up, and he'll fuck the shit at each other.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
this could be it. This could be.
Go there with an open mind. At any rate, tomorrow at this time, you'll know where you stand.
Well, that's the thing. That's like Bobby.
That's the thing. Yeah, shit or get off the pot. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, like why is my life hinging on this phone call? Is it going to be? Will he ever call? He probably doesn't have the courage to call me. Who knows?
Oh, I think eventually he would. But I mean,
yeah. But in the meantime, God, wasn't that awful though? That feeling that like, dialing the numbers is like.
My cat. For 2 weeks with her, and at that point when I got over it, 2 weeks she wasn't going to call.
Yeah.
That was fine. I moved on with my life, and then of course she called a day later.
Oh gosh.
But you know, I mean, it was just like this thing with Jeanette. I told Kevin that Monday. I said, oh, I was like, I'm going to hear from her again. Both she called on Tuesday. But I was all right. I mean, so with
just
Jeanette,
like,
so with Jeanette, I mean, there's nothing going on with it, but I mean, it's like, hey.
Still up and down. You don't know. You're excited.
No, I mean, but like, hey, if I don't hear from her again, fuck it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I left a message Friday with a roommate for her to call me sometime yesterday if she wanted to go to the fair with me today.
Uh-huh.
And I knew Jeanette may be leaving town, going up to see her parents. I never heard a fucking call. That's fine. I'm not going to call the bitch. And if she wants to go to the wedding on Saturday, she got to get a hold of me. Otherwise, I'll take somebody else or I'll go by myself. I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
fucking, you know, I'm not going to fucking couch. I bought some shit going on, so.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, I mean, hey, write down your outline, you know, do the grounds, you, do the items you want to cover.
And I did remember, I remember him, the last thing when he left, we were kind of just snuggling on the couch watching TV, and when all this stuff started, all these, you know, conversations happened, and about timing and stuff, and he goes, why don't you just go back to those other guys? Well, if they're so great, why don't you? And then that's what got him, it's that insecurity.
You can't compete with someone before you.
And I wasn't even mentioning people. I just said, when he hurt my feelings, he's like, it takes me so long. But when it, if it ever does, you know, it kind of depends, really, on the day and the time and my all that stuff. But you said it takes you a long time, too, right?
For what?
To come? To climax?
Not with you. Not with you and not with others, just with her.
Yeah.
It takes me a while. I mean, I'm
well, it, but it depends. It depends on the person. Jack was no problem. And it varies from time to time. But anyway, if it does take me a while...
Borrow your book. It worked for me.
I know. Oh, what I said to him, sometimes I'll say, God, sorry, it took so long. And he goes, oh, I could do that all day, or I love it, or, you know. So he tells me the opposite.
You or me, it's got another call.
And it's not me. I better let you go, though. This is...
I don't know how to do another call. No. Okay, let me try this. Hold on.
We have an officer. Are you both at West College, Alberta?
Yes, we're both at West College, but the situation is the neighbors... On College Park Circle, they requested that we have the officer tell the gentleman at the house.
Well, why don't you give all that information to the officer when he gets there then?
Well, we're not there.
I know that. You're on West College Avenue, right?
Right.
That's where we're going to send the police officer.
Oh, you're not sending an officer to the College Park?
We're going to talk to you first. We always talk to the complainant first.
Okay, good.
So you just stay there. Are you in a car?
No, we're inside the house with baseball bats.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused. You just told me you were at 1380 West College Avenue.
Yes, we are.
Okay, and that's where you're at now.
That's where we're at right now.
So what kind of car do you have there?
There's a brown 84 Ford Thunderbird.
So you're inside a brown 84.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And that's the only part that really hurts, except I just have to know that he loved me. It was just too hard for him to say it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that you never got to say that you loved him.
Well, he was laying there dead last night, completely lifeless, and I was just holding him like I never felt I could help.
And you held him like you've never held him before?
I've never held him before.
Oh, you haven't?
In my life, except maybe when I was a baby, he did to me. It was kind of scary because I was just crying, Dad, wake up, and...
Did you know he was passed? Was he dead right then?
Oh, he was dead on arrival. He died in his bedroom. He was walking out of the bathroom.
Because you've talked so much about your parents. I mean, how much, like, even when that scripture, I was talking about that scripture, you'd be like, well, I love my parents, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's just been more recently, I've been giving my dad a hug when I leave, and that's really weird for me, because he's never been physical at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I never got to make amends to him. So, you know, like where Linda was with her dad?
Yeah.
She's trying to make things better.
Right.
It's just like I'm never, ever going to have the chance to do that.
Well, you know what, Carrie? Sometimes God has things happen in our lives so that you could help somebody else. Like, in other words, like, okay, you know, like how you're saying, oh my gosh, I never got to tell my dad, you know, and eventually you're going to forgive God and you're going to feel closer to God, but... But sometimes he does this so you can help somebody else. You know, I'm sorry to say that at your expense, at your father's expense, but, you know, he does it so that somehow you're going to be able to help somebody else, and, mm-hmm. and maybe you won't wait till it's too late to get closer to the rest of your family, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I've just been trying to look at it.
I mean, God has us suffer a lot of the time so that we can help somebody else, or that so that... You know, we can learn from it. I mean, definitely suffering's not easy, but see, sometimes we get so caught up into our lives that we forget about God.
Totally.
And so when he has something like this happen, it makes us go, okay,
exactly.
You know?
That she was freaking out. I mean, I don't know.
Oh.
And so, but my mom just said, do something. Take him to the hospital. See if there's anything you can do. But he had already been dead for 10 minutes.
Aww.
When the paramedics got there. So.
You never, like, hugged your dad before?
Sometimes on Christmas I did.
Aww.
And more recently I've been doing it, like just sporadically just because I felt like it.
Right.
And it's just because I always feel really rejected by him. And it's just that... Have you ever felt a dead body?
No.
Okay, well, it was so lifeless and so... You know how your leg feels when it's numb when you push on your skin?
Yeah.
That's what he felt like. I can't even describe it, but... And he was cold and...
Oh.
And we're going to go see him tomorrow. He's going to... That's not going to be pretty, but... I just need to be able to tell his flesh.
Right, and they're going to, like, revive him, right?
No, he's not being embalmed because he's being cremated.
Oh.
So... All they probably did was excreted his bodily fluids. So he's... Whatever happens, he's not going to look pretty tomorrow.
Right.
Because he's going to be cremated.
Right.
I think tomorrow afternoon. And then he's going to go home with my mom. Because that's what we wanted. She asked us girls what we wanted. Because I have two other sisters. And mom said, what do you guys want to do? And... We all wanted him to come home with her till my mom lives where she wants to live and can spread his ashes where he would want to be spread.
Hola, Palacio.
Usted ya tiene un calendario, ¿no?
No,
no. Usted ya no puede. No se puede repetir. No es cierto, Luis Hernández no está. Elías Hernández. No me dijo la primera. Ya dásela. Órale, venga. Ya se acabó todo. Por acá tenemos dos tazas rompidas todavía. Dos tazas rompidas. Hoy tenemos camisas. Tengo un póster de Luis Miguel también. Aquí ya lo pisoteé todo porque me cae gordo. Ya lo pisoteé el póster de Luis Miguel, pero tenemos por acá unas tazas, una taza sin oreja, ¿quién la quiere? Órale, se acabó todo, si quieren me regalo yo, ¿quién me quiere? Alfonso, pues muchas gracias por este espacio, te damos la despedida, nos estamos viendo por ahí en el canal 2, gracias por este espacio, y...
Sitting on a fence. And I was called in at 8 o'clock at night. She'd gone AWOL and then she was rediscovered sitting on the fence. And...
Really? You had to talk her down?
I tried to talk her down. It was this whole intense scene and the more I talked, the more she kind of swung one leg over the fence and put both hands over the fence and was looking over the edge.
Yeah, sorry.
What's that?
Can you just picture this?
I don't know if I want to.
The sun was just going down, and we were out there on the balcony, and
okay.
I was talking to her, and this guy sort of snuck up behind her after about a 45-minute standoff and grabbed her back, and she screamed, and everyone came running out from behind the hidden door and put her in restraints. And I think that was last Wednesday. I think we're going to send her back to you.
What's her name?
Her name is Edith Burns, Edie.
There's no one below saying, jump, jump.
Edie Burns. I think you're going to get probably a call about her tomorrow.
Wait, why are we going to get her?
Well,
forget it. No way.
You should just
know. Why would we get her?
No, I'm just saying you should know about her.
You accept her, you have to...
Yeah, no.
You have to deal with her.
I agree.
You're getting paid for her.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be different if you were, you know, just the county was paying. We'd want her back.
Yeah, she's medi.
We wouldn't send her there, especially.
No, I think you were full and we got her, and... And she's turning into a kind of a, sort of a chronically self-dangerous person right at the moment. And we're thinking that at least you guys ought to know about her.
Actually, we do pretty well with word on.
Yeah, see, the thing is, she stayed a little too long in the hospital now.
Yeah.
Now we can't let her go.
We do real well. They don't like... Well, we have the borderlines on our staff driving away.
How so?
They just don't get the
TLC
that they want. And they eventually want to leave.
Because it's noxious enough.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They...
You mean the other borderlines or the staff borderlines?
The staff borderlines.
Really? Have staff borderlines?
Yeah.
Every institution does, I suppose. You mean like the psych techs?
Some of the nurses.
Psych techs.
Yeah. Certainly not the doctor.
No, they're never borderline.
Jesus Christ, you two.
At least...
Gary, I don't even know if you know the nurses, do you?
Works with them every day. What are you talking about?
I know them.
Oh.
I know them. I don't know the night shift.
Yeah.
It takes a while. I don't know about them well at all. The day shift, you know.
Tired?
Well, the docs have sublimated their borderlineism enough.
Are you Mom?
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary, I'm sorry we couldn't coordinate a little better with this.
Oh, Susan was, Nathan, hoping that the 16th next month you guys could all get together.
To do that, then.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And there's some, let me see now. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Dr. Chesler called.
Uh-huh.
That he will see Lillian in the next week or so. Oh,
okay. Dr. Chesler. Yeah, I think I've heard of him.
Sounded like Chesler to me.
That sounds like a familiar name to
yeah.
me, too.
Yeah. And then Bert called this morning.
Uh-huh. How's she doing? I don't mean Bert.
She doesn't sound very good.
Bert doesn't?
Bert doesn't.
Yeah.
And now for the last week, Lillian hardly mentioned to go home.
Oh, really?
But today, I'm going home. I won the root beer, I think it was root beer float for my birthday.
Oh.
And I said, I have never made one, but I'll bring you one. No, don't bring it. I'll be home, she said.
But she hadn't mentioned it all week, huh?
No, and then I said, Lillian, now look, you know you can't even stand on your feet. Who told you that you can go home on the 9th? I did. I'm going home.
Yeah.
She gets real nasty sometimes.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You're keeping a stiff upper lip, though, huh? Are you?
What?
Can you keep a stiff upper lip? It's not getting you upset, is it?
No. It doesn't upset me anymore, then.
Well, she doesn't mean it personally anyway, you know. It's just...
Yeah.
She doesn't mean it to you.
I don't know. Sometimes her mind doesn't work at all.
No, it doesn't work right sometimes. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But today she is determined to go home and into her trailer.
Yeah. Well, as soon as we get there, we'll have...
Sure. I know. That's why I'm not going to worry about it, because you people be here.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
No. No, but her eye looks good, although they keep it covered because she got double vision there, you know, and it bothers her, so they put a little gauze over it.
Yeah, okay.
She eats like three. Boy, the other day they served ice cream cones in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And she ate that ice cream cone in a couple minutes. I want another one. Of course, the lady gave her another one.
Oh, my goodness.
You shouldn't do that, you know. So she had two ice cream cones. She ate them in about 6 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, really. That with the eating. But I talked to one of those therapists. They said, that happens sometimes when you have a stroke.
Yeah.
The eating habit is very bad.
Yeah, and then they just can't control. I mean, they just don't think right. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okie doke, Cliff.
Okay, Mom. Good talking with you. We'll see you in a couple of days, huh?
Yeah.
I don't anticipate any change in plan, but if there is one, I will call.
Yeah, okie doke. And you won one race and ran third and then another one.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Tell her there were Larry's horses.
Larry?
Yeah, Larry's horses.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll tell her.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mom.